Welcome to the Spoonie Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Fraser. This show is for anyone living with a chronic health condition. From personal experience, I know how difficult it is to navigate life with debilitating symptoms like pain and fatigue. I want you to know that you're not alone, and it is possible to build a life you love alongside your diagnosis. I can't wait to show you how. Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. We're officially in 2024. I'm excited about that. All those numbers add up to 8, which in Asian cultures is a very lucky number. So according to TikTok, my sign, I'm a Cancer, and all the cardinal signs in astrology have apparently been under something that was really funky for the last 15 years. But as of now, things are looking up for us. So I'm feeling that. My husband likes to say the air feels soupy, which is how I feel right now. I just feel like good things are coming and I'm really excited. Last podcast I recorded before the holidays was all about how we were navigating the IVF journey. I had a lot of fear about doing injections before the egg retrieval and shared some tips of how I was able to turn that around. I will say after I recorded that episode and released it, things got a little bit harder. Like I didn't realize how many monitoring appointments were involved and lots of blood draws. And I have like the worst veins. People can never find veins. So they kept having to go into this one same spot. And I kept bruising because I've been on aspirin as part of my protocol. And so that wasn't fun. But again, all of my strategies about resilience and just remembering the end goal and knowing that I can overcome anything really helped. But I'm not going to lie and pretend that I didn't have some hard days and some emotional days. It definitely did happen. And then, yeah, egg retrieval went really well. The only hard part was, again, because of my veins, they couldn't find a place to put an IV. So 3 nurses had to try. They finally found a spot going through my index finger, which I still have. I think it's going to be a scar now, a nice little reminder about this journey. But that's where they were able to get the IV through. And it went pretty smoothly. And we were able to retrieve 22 eggs, which is amazing. 19 of them were mature. So after that, they did a procedure called ICSI, where they basically took like my husband's sperm and individually put them inside of each mature egg. So the embryologist did that. And then we got an update the next day that only 8 of those did fertilize, which was disappointing to hear. That was definitely the hardest day of the whole journey. Just knowing like I'd been through so much and we had overstimulated my ovaries to just really get as many eggs as possible. And unfortunately, which we knew going in with male factor infertility, that was a risk. But basically for 5 days, you get a call from the embryologist. So it was like a very tense time of like, oh, what's going to happen? Which I think as a spoonie we're used to because there's so much unpredictability, is that the word, of our journeys and like when are we going to feel better and all this anticipation, even the waiting periods for I know so many of you trying to see specialists and it takes forever. The numbers kept dwindling down and in the end we got 2 embryos that were healthy. They get graded, so we had a 5A and a 5 double A and a 6 double A, which is like the best quality you can get are A's, which I kind of joked that I would expect nothing less of my potential future offspring, which is probably bad because that's the part of me pre-spoonyhood that was so fixated on like getting the perfect grades and being perfect and doing everything and proving my worth. So I will say that's one thing that worries about me when I become a parent is that even when we put our dog in doggy school for training, he didn't get all A's. And I was like, I remember viscerally being upset. And I was like, oh, like there's the Asian mother in me coming out. Because my mom was always like, if I got 98% on something, she'd be like, where's the 2%? So anyways, that was a total tangent. We sent those 2 embryos. Well, no, they were biopsied and then frozen. And a couple cells were taken from each of those embryos and they were sent to New York where they underwent testing and that took us over the holidays. And then ultimately we got the news pretty recently that one of them is fully healthy after going through PGTM testing. That is to screen for the genetic polycystic kidney disease that I have. And then the other one does have polycystic kidney disease. So we are currently just doing more injections and preparing for a transfer. They're going to thaw that healthy embryo and transfer it in the next few weeks. So fingers crossed that baby Fraser will be coming sometime later this year. But again, I think part of, because some people would look at that and be like, wow, you got, after all of that, you have one viable embryo. And of course, we would have hoped for more, of course. However, another thing that I think is part of being a thriving spoonie is that we're able to find the bright lights within all of this. And, you know, one is better than none. And I have heard so many amazing expander stories of people who have been able to be successful with one embryo. So fingers crossed for that. These new injections I've been on haven't been the greatest. I was actually, it's funny because at certain points you realize how good you had it in other days. Like I remember when I first did the original injections for the egg retrieval, I was like, oh, this is so hard. But they were actually pretty easy. Like the needles were already pre-filled. I just literally had to inject them and then I was done. Whereas these new ones, there's a whole vial and you have to switch out the needles for a longer one and like get the right dose. And so I was like, oh man, it was a lot easier before. But my husband, Adam, has been amazing. He's been actually preparing all the needles for me and just giving them to me so that they can all be ready to go. And that saves me a ton of time. And yeah, so fingers crossed, send me all of your baby dust that you can with hopes that it will be a successful transfer and pregnancy. Again, all of that brings up so many emotions because there was a long time as a spoonie that I really got in my head about, you know what, I'm never going to be able to be a mother. I remember even posting on like a spoonie support group of like, how do all of you cope with the reality that you like aren't going to be able to be a parent that you dreamed of? And I was really trying to come to terms with it. So the fact that I literally thought that 2 years ago and I'm in the position now where potentially going to be pregnant, but also have confidence that no matter what motherhood brings and how pregnancy and delivery and parenthood affects my symptoms, I know that I have all of the tools to cope. I know how to pace. I know how to ask for help and advocate for myself and set boundaries. I know how to deal with emotional waves because I'm certain that they will come. I've learned that with all these hormonal injections and the waves I've been going through. And it's been really a testament to how much I've been able to expand my nervous system and my capacity to hold space for the difficult emotions. Because, you know, there's no good or bad emotions, but some of them are definitely more pleasant than others. But being able to hold space for myself is a huge skill I've learned. On top of self-compassion, because I'll admit, like, December wasn't the easiest month. End of November, doing all of these things, I ended up taking a full break from the podcast, which I didn't plan. I ended up pretty much taking 3 weeks off of my business, which I didn't plan. And that is such a privilege that I have being an entrepreneur, is that I really get to decide like what to do and how it can serve me and my well-being and my health. And do I still feel guilt? I'm like, there are people waiting for a new episode and I didn't warn them I'd be taking a break. Of course, I had tons of those thoughts come up, but I always try to rewire and come back to the belief that if I don't put my own oxygen mask on first, then like I can't help others. Truly, there's a reason they tell us to put ours on first in an airplane, which I never understood. I think that's because so many of us spoonies, we end up as spoonies after a lifetime of pushing past our limits and being people pleasers and sacrificing our needs for others and just trying to appease everyone. That's definitely that something that comes up on TSP calls. So, I just want to say thank you so much. There's been an outpouring of support and DMs from all of you wishing me luck on my journey. And I know when I shared on my stories about the one viable embryo, there was so much excitement and a lot of comments about how I'm able to stay positive through this. And I just want to say thank you for that. And also that this didn't happen overnight. These are skills. They're something that are taught and that I definitely have developed over time. I never really had a chance to record a podcast episode just summarizing all of the lessons from 2023. And at the end of each year, I host a winter solstice ceremony for the members of my community. And it's a great time to reflect on the previous year and set intentions for the year ahead. And I have to say that reflecting on 2023, at first thought, the things that would have appeared dominant was like, oh, infertility and going through IVF and, you know, my grandmother getting sick, my father-in-law getting diagnosed with cancer and starting treatments, and my uncle passing away. Like, there was definitely a lot of sadness and grief that 2023 held, but there's also so much joy. I was able to go from not at all having a consistent movement routine to thriving. I went on a 2-hour bike ride in the mountains. The Legacy Trail between Banff and Canmore is something that I never even thought I would do pre-spooniehood. So the fact that I was able to do it with breaks, of course, I was just like so proud of myself. And I was able to do a 4-hour hike, which was an accident because we got lost and started on the wrong trail to begin with. But I still survived using all of my tools and mindset strategies and breaks. I'm just like incredibly proud that 2023 really signaled tremendous progress with my health and fitness. And also with my pacing, like, it's become so intuitive. At first I was like, am I always gonna have to take breaks forever? But now I know that like my capacity keeps increasing and I'm able to do more and more before needing a break. Like, I went on a 3-week vacation and that involved 6 plane rides. I used to have to use a wheelchair when I took an airplane. So 6 plane rides within 3 weeks, 2 weddings. Like, hello, weddings are one of the highest spoon level activities. I did so much traveling by car and bus, and I attended an orchestra concert, which was so much joy because I used to be a musician and a music teacher. So that was a big part that I missed about my life. And the fact that I was confident enough to try, you know, we talk about taking calculated risks inside of TSP, the Thriving Sweeney pathway, and just like not just sticking with the status quo, like seeing what you can handle and collecting data and learning from it and growing, not just living in fear of a flare up. So it really brought me joy, and I started playing piano and oboe more, and it's just been great to reconnect with that part of me, separate from all of the conditioning I was raised with about it needing to be about competition and getting the gold award. And, you know, the classical music world, especially if you grow up in a competitive festival environment, can be really toxic. But overall, just so many huge wins. Was able to go on a lot of trips, actually, to hear speakers and go to a in-person female entrepreneur conference. Like, do these things that have brought me so much joy. I think one of the most important ones was being able to spend so much time with my friends and their kids. And of course, it's easy to feel like when – I know I really felt this when I was on leave and seeing other people working and like living their passions. It was like, oh, that's so hard. And I felt the same thing. And sometimes with like all my friends who like have kids and are easily getting pregnant, and it would be easy to focus on that and what I don't have yet. But I think the benefit of being a spoonie is that it really helps you, like, again, I already mentioned, like, learn to focus on the positive, right? So – the fact that I can spend time with these kids and babies brings me a lot of joy, because for so long, I remember when my nephew was first born and he was like light. I could barely hold him because I had such horrible shoulder, back, and neck pain. And now even like as an almost 3-year-old, I can pick him up over my head and not have to worry because like I have an amazing physio and I know my strengthening protocols and like what I need to do to make sure that my body is in the best state that it can be. So much gratitude to 2023, and a huge part of the reason why I was able to have all of this freedom and even take an unplanned break from the podcast and just work a couple of times was because I became a spooniepreneur. So hard to believe that 2023 was only my second year in business. A huge reason why I'm able to thrive is because I became my own boss, and I'm just so proud. Like, I actually have to pinch myself that this has happened, because I had no clue what I was doing when I was starting. I truly just knew that I wanted to be able to work from home, because during the pandemic restrictions, I had learned, oh, actually my symptoms really lift when I'm at home managing my own environment and able to stay in my pajamas and not use spoons putting makeup on or driving. And I wanted a scenario where I could have the flexibility to take breaks whenever I wanted, like not need to show up for multiple meetings. And I also like had disability payments ending for the second time when I first started my – or thought about starting my business. And it was just like, I can keep fighting and advocating and applying and being denied for disability because of how broken the systems are, or like I can really just not let my health run my whole life and choose to create a job that works for me. And to know that now, you know, even with this podcast and the free workshops I run and my Instagram posts, like, we've reached thousands of Spoonies, and the growing community in my paid programs is such a joy to watch members of my Thriving Spoonie pathway just improve so much and be able to start back to work or get back to things that bring them joy. It's wonderful. It's such a gift. And I'm really proud of that part of myself that took that risk, because it was scary. I had a ton of imposter syndrome. I had a huge fear of failure. And I truly had no idea what I was doing. I was throwing spaghetti at the wall for a while. But another beautiful thing that 2023 brought is I actually started Earn With Ease and ran two cohorts of that, which is a program for early stage or aspiring entrepreneurs who have chronic illness. Because a big thing I've noticed, I mean, I've invested a ton in business coaches and online programs and courses and trainings. And what I've realized is that truly there isn't anyone talking about how to build a Spoonie-friendly business, like something that allows us to prioritize our health and well-being, but not have to worry about like not generating an income, because we all need money to live. So the fact that, you know, I really see entrepreneurship as such a viable option for so many Spoonies, because there's a way to work online now with all the incredible access to automations and technology that are simple to integrate, and you don't have to trade time for money anymore. Like, I could have started a business where I was seeing people one-to-one, and it wouldn't have been sustainable, because I knew when I started my business back early 2022, I couldn't even commit to one Zoom a week. Like, that's how bad I was. I couldn't even walk upstairs. Like, I couldn't walk my dog or feed myself. I was surviving off of protein shakes in my bedroom and bedridden. Like, it was horrible. And because of creating a business, it has fueled me with such passion, and the programs I've developed as a result of that have just helped so many people. Like, so I say all this because I'm currently launching a new group of Earn With Ease. And I've decided to turn the program hybrid, which means that you'll be able to access the recordings and video modules and all the tech tutorials and workbooks, but you'll also have ongoing live support with me on calls. Because something I learned when I was running the cohorts is that in 8 to 10 weeks, people move at different paces. Some people had no idea what business they wanted to start when they joined the program, and others were like fully like swinging with it. And like, I wanted to be able to shift it to a hybrid model so that people can move at their own pace, and also so that I can provide ongoing support, because I just love it. I had a lot of imposter syndrome even starting the program, because I was like, wait, I've only been in business for like not even 2 years at the time that I had started it. But the reality is that I saw a need, and I knew I could create an offer that would help people. And that's all entrepreneurship is solving people's problems. So I wrote a post the other day, and that's what inspired me to hop on a podcast episode and just kind of share what's been going on. It like really went viral quickly, and so many people resonated about how working with chronic illness is so freaking challenging, and that workplaces don't provide the flexibility we need. And so many people burn out or are forced to go on leave or abandon careers they love. And many people who are on disability pay, but they still want to feel useful and productive. It's just such a tricky world to navigate. So if you're interested in building a profitable business that supports your health, and most importantly, you really want to have an impact on people, you don't even have to know what you would do. Like, a lot of people are like, I need to be certified in something. There's so many different opportunities and business models that are super Spoonie friendly. You can use parts that you loved of a previous career, or also you can like use your story and transformations you've had to help others. Like, think about it. I never went to Spoonie school to create Thriving Spoonie pathway. Like, I am a Spoonie, and I figured out how to thrive, and I turned that into a program. Of course, my teaching background helped a ton. I already had comfort with facilitating groups and such. But again, I share everything I know inside of Earn With Ease. And I just really believe that there needs to be an accessible option for Spoonies who desire creating a business from someone who understands it. Because I was so sick of investing in these programs where I had to tailor and adapt all of the teachings to make it work for me. So inside of Earn With Ease, I walk you through the exact roadmap I followed, except you'll customize it and I'll help you customize it based on what your skills and passions are and your situation. Like, are you a parent that needs to have even more flexibility for kids, or what is it you want to do? I tend to recommend virtual work. I think it's the most flexible, but again, there's always ways to work and figure out what would be the best fit. I talk about everything from mindset shifts, because that's huge, like believing in ourselves. I talk about the effective business strategies and models that work for Spoonies, productivity hacks, like all these incredible tools I've discovered that save me so much time. You'll have community support and accountability. I say there's a sprinkle of woo in the program because we talk about energetics and this whole idea of like believing in your ability to attract soul fan clients. And some of the most powerful things I did to grow my following and to grow my business weren't about doing a ton of things and strategy and mindset. Yes, of course, I think it's a mix of all of those. But a lot of times I maybe post on Instagram twice a month and I still have grown like over 10,000 followers on Instagram now and thousands of podcast downloads. That's not from any marketing strategy. That's from me doing the energetic work. And that's what I call a bit woo-woo, but it's pretty magical. So if you're into that, then Earn With Ease definitely is for you. I only work 2 to 4 hours on weekdays. I never work on weekends. I have actually figured out how to have work-life balance. And the thing is, like, I can take breaks whenever I want. Like, I took 3 weeks off over the holidays unplanned because I, like, forgot. I did have to hop on a – not have to. I, like, love doing it. I did hop on a connection call for Thriving Spoonie Pathways. So I guess it's not a full week if I did show up for 1 hour to lead a call. But again, I love doing it, so it doesn't feel like work. And that's what I hope to help some of you create. So if any part of this resonates, I would love to talk. I have a free training I created kind of walking through a bit more of my journey and how to kind of figure out what business model might work for you, or how to also optimize one if you already have an existing business. Because I do some one-on-one coaching. I honestly don't advertise it unless it's a really good fit for someone who has an established business already, because I prefer group programs. I believe that the peer support is incredibly valuable and people learn from listening to others. So this month we have an incredible deal going on. Actually, the program is going to be 50% off for any of the founding members that join with this new hybrid model. And part of that is because right now you'll get access to the replays from a previous cohort, but eventually over this year, I'm going to be transitioning and building out like true video modules broken into chunks. And I'm also going to see of the people who have joined already and who are joining or interested, like, what is it that you need? I'm going to build the exact program that you need for you on top of what already exists, and have had tons of testimonials from people who've already taken Earn With Ease when it was a live cohort. So if you want to learn more, the best way is to just message me on Instagram at the Spoonie Mentor. You can just type the word ease and I'll know what you're talking about, and I'll, you know, we can have a conversation. I'll also share where to find more details about the program and can share that free workshop with you. I'm also, for a limited time, I usually don't do this because, again, I'm all about like using my time really effectively. And for a long time, showing up for one-on-one calls and Zoom calls a lot over a week was very draining for me. But I'm at a point where I have such increased capacity that I'm excited about doing. And sometimes people do need a one-on-one conversation. So I'm offering free 30-minute business strategy sessions right now for people who are interested in Earn With Ease. It's a no-pressure chat. Like, I'm definitely not the kind of person that's going to be like, you have to join now and you'll get this discount or else you'll lose it forever. Like, now that this program is turning evergreen, you'll be able to join in the future. I can't guarantee that there will be a spot all the time because I am going to cap it at a certain number, which we are getting close to for this month. But reach out. No matter when you're listening to this, send me the word ease on Instagram at the Spoonie Mentor and we can chat. And again, no pressure, even if you're like, because I'll be honest, like, I thought about starting a business and then it took me like years to actually figure out what I wanted to do. And nobody knows this at the snap of a finger. It takes time. So don't just think everything fell into my lap so quickly. Like, the first 6 months of my business, I made $0. So And then I learned and was able to refine it. And I don't really view it as like, I do this to make money. It truly is something that brings me so much joy, has helped my health, and has helped all the people that have taken my programs. So if anything I say resonate with you, I look forward to chatting. And I'm going to be doing like a Spoonypreneur edition of the podcast this month to celebrate the launch of this new hybrid model of Earn with Ease. So stay tuned for more podcast episodes. And thank you all for being a part of my journey. I'm really grateful that you are part of this community. If you enjoy my episodes or any of the resources you've accessed, it would be amazing if you left a podcast review. It really goes a long way to help other people find and listen to this show. So sending you all spoons and take care. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope that this episode helped you restore some of your spoons. If we're not already connected on Instagram, make sure to go follow me at The Spoony Mentor and send me a DM to introduce yourself and share some of your takeaways from the episode. You can also visit emilyfraser.ca to join one of my programs or courses and learn different ways we can work together. Sending so many spoons, and I'll see you next Wednesday.